This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders ratcheted up pressure on Sunday on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy on the final day of the Group of Seven summit of rich world nations. G7 nations have unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow and hamper its war-fighting abilities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the G7 summit, which included a one-on-one meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Thank you very much.
Zelensky thanked the German leader for what he said was the powerful defense assistance Ukraine has received from Germany. The president also expressed his gratitude for the U.S.'s decision to allow its allies to provide fighter jets for Ukraine.
It really will help our society, our people, to save houses, families.
Zelensky hailed the decision a great result.
Their meeting comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the countries attending the G7 summit of aiming for the double deterrence of Russia and China. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Joe Biden, with reporters at the G7 summit, it says he's still confident a deal over the debt limit can be made.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that progressive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Biden returns to the United States.
Thank you very much.
Zelensky thanked the...
Sunday. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry said early Sunday that forces of the Wagner Private Army, with the support of Russian troops, seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The ministry's statement on Telegram channel came about 8 hours after a similar claim by Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin. Ukrainian authorities at that time said fighting for Bakhmut was continuing. The 8-month battle for the city in eastern Ukraine is the longest and probably most bloody of the conflict in Ukraine. Mexico has been using planes and buses to move migrants away from the U.S. border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Mexican authorities have been flying migrants south and busing new arrivals away from its border with Guatemala to keep them from massing along the U.S. southern border. One official speaking anonymously says about 300 migrants are being transferred south each day. The director of a human rights group in Washington, Adam Isaacson, says the northern part of the migrant route is being emptied out a bit, but it adds more people to the southern and middle parts. An equilibrium, he says, that cannot be sustained. The U.S. reports a more than 50% drop in the number of illegal border crossings since Title 42 expired, about 4,000 a day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Israelis are protesting against contentious plans by their hardline government to overhaul the judiciary, as a protest campaign showed no sign of abating nearly 5 months on. The main protest took place Saturday in Tel Aviv with other smaller rallies across the country. Last Saturday, organizers of the grassroots demonstration canceled the weekly gathering due to security concerns. Last Saturday, organizers said that they want the plan to be scrapped rather than delayed. Sudan's warring factions have agreed to a new short-term ceasefire after several previous attempts to broker a truce that holds have failed. Meeting in the Saudi port city of Jeddah, Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces signed off on a 7-day ceasefire that is due to take effect on Monday at 9:45 p.m. local time in Sudan. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia said Saturday on a joint statement that talks in Jeddah had previously produced an agreement between the two sides on protecting civilians and easing the flow of humanitarian assistance to those affected by the conflict. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.